On a hot Saturday morning at the Des Moines Farmers Market, lots of people walk by a tent that has signs that say, "Dare to eat differently," and "Eat prairie lobster."
It's a cricket!
That's 8-year-old Reese Gore. She just watched her dad, Charles, and her sisters, Everly and Charlie, try roasted crickets.
No, wait, I can't do it.
They don't have a lot of taste, guys.
Reese then caves to the pressure.
I ate it. It tastes weird.
It wasn't bad.
No, it's not.
Shelby Smith owns Jim and Eat Crickets. She sells cricket powder and cricket protein bars. But she says her smoky barbecue roasted crickets are her best seller.
Hot and spicy and buffalo ranch are my two favorites. Fiesta tastes kind of like Doritos.
Smith eats crickets every day, by the handful, in a taco, or on eggs. Smith got into cricket farming in 2018. She grew up on a farm, but her dad advised her to explore something other than corn and soybeans. She heard about crickets on podcasts and bought some from Amazon. She says they were airy and bland. She wants her customers to have a better experience, so she spices them up a little.
I want everybody to have the most tasty cricket that they can for their first cricket, because for some Americans, that's going to be the only shot you get at getting them to eat insects.
It all starts on a small farm in central Iowa. It's breeding time, and the male crickets are chirping. Smith says there are about 750,000 crickets in a building the size of a one-bedroom apartment.
So they are only a few days away from harvest. They just don't know it yet.
Every month and a half, Smith takes the crickets and puts them in a freezer and boils them before she roasts them or makes protein bars. Insects have been picking up steam as an alternative protein source. They take less water, land, and feed to produce than beef or pork. Wendy Lou McGill heads the North American Coalition for Insect Agriculture. She says education and exposure are key to getting people to give insects a chance.
And when you are feeding people insects, the "it's not so bad" reaction is kind of our entryway to get people to just expand what they're eating.
McGill says she'd like to see edible bugs become more standard, kind of like how oat milk or almond milk took off in the market. Insects are already a pretty normal food for more than 2 billion people around the world. Like in Ghana, Iowa State University's Manju Reddy says it has to do with people not always having access to food.
People who are not food secure, they are willing to try. But if somebody has their food secure, they don't want to try.
That's what Reddy and a student from Ghana found through research. Reddy's a food science and human nutrition professor. She says in the U.S., it'll take a while for insects to become a regular part of the menu.
I mean, in my personal opinion, it's going to take a long time to make it as a staple food. It can be an additive.
Unlike in Ghana, it's expensive to farm insects here. It's a relatively new industry, there's not a lot of research, and there are no government subsidies. Also, people who are allergic to shellfish may be allergic to some types of insects. Shelby Smith knows there's a long way to go, but her cricket products are getting more exposure. They're now sold at more than 40 Hy-Vees in 5 states.
If we could even just get a fraction of the people that eat seafood to start eating insects, I think we're winning. It's just changing the way Americans think about food, one bug at a time.
Smith says even if they're not for everyone, she wants insects to be more widely eaten. Katie Pikus, Harvest Public Media.